And welcome to Season 10, Episode 17 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. It is the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. Happy Star Wars Day to all the lightsabering geeks out there. And a grand, grand hello and good evening to my two compatriots, the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you, sir?
I spent the day cutting grass. I then cleaned my lawnmower.
Ew.
I realize that I cut poison ivy, and my hand is reminding me of all the places all touched.
Oh, that's not good. You cut grass today too, didn't you, Goon?
Yeah, but I didn't cut any poison ivy. I did cut a piece of cable that I didn't see sticking out of the ground. I got two of the three pieces that were out there.
Was it connected to anything?
No. It's the cable that the bulldozer ripped up.
Oh, it's debris. Yeah.
And Verizon just left it sticking out of the ground 2-3 feet.
What a shocker.
I know. I'm shocked, deeply shocked.
Verizon's our favorite company forever.
I like them almost as much as I like Kathleen Kennedy, who used to be in charge of Star Wars.
Yeah. Star Wars. That was that show that used that whole environment that used to be entertaining, right?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Now I kind of take the view of the Dark Lord. The guy who is trying to save pop culture on YouTube.
Oh, really?
And he has lots to say about, I can't say his real name, the name he goes by, because we're a family show and you'd have to beep it, so.
Oh, okay.
But Dark Lord DVD is how you find him on YouTube.
He's not a fan of the current Star Wars stuff.
Well, no, he was a huge original Star Wars fan. Not so much now, and he's like, and now, after all this time that Kathleen Kennedy, basically set out to ruin everything.
Right.
By giving us girl bosses and woked up plots, because they're the bestest.
You know, I'm so glad that didn't happen to Star Trek.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he talks about that too. But he's like, now it's like May the 4th. Forget it. I don't care. That's kind of how he is.
You know what May the 4th is? It's the day before Cinco de Mayo.
That's right, which is not Mexican independence.
Mm-mm. It's a battle. It's a commemoration of a win.
I think they beat the French.
You know, I'm willing to drink with them if they're beating the French. All kidding aside.
But I repeat myself, beat the French. I mean, if you fight them, you win.
That's true. Well, when, first thing they learn is arms.
That's enough, Henri. I'm going home.
It's right. It's a good thing we bought brown pants. Anyway.
There's a comedian who's going over the cultures and belief systems that are the most feared in combat sports.
In combat sports? So,
yes.
Okay.
So that would be like the Professional Fighting League or the Ultimate Fighter MVP. So the most
MMA.
Feared.
Yes.
Yeah. Is a Russian Muslim. Like Khabib Nurmagomedov or Islam Bakhachev, who talk trash to you as they're beating you. Like, I'm sorry, brother. I must do this. But then he said, okay, so what is the opposite side of that? And he said a French Mormon.
Sorry.
And then he began to imitate how that would go, and it didn't go well.
I have three wives. Anyway,
that just makes me feel sorry for him, right?
He
there.
Is to be pitied. Yes.
I mean, he just figured out the penalty for bigamy.
Did they give you another wife?
Multiple wives, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they everyone loves Raymond. Said, if you have a problem at home, you don't go out and get another woman, because now all you've got is two problems.
Well, yeah.
Wisdom to live by, Chief.
Yes, I believe it might be true. I haven't checked lately, but supposedly there is a Chinese character for trouble is two women under the same roof.
Well, Proverbs says it is better to live on the corner of a roof than in a fine home with a contentious woman.
I need a corner.
No, it was way more extravagant than that.
Do elaborate, sir. I'm just telling you what I remember.
Welcome to Religion Today.
It's Bible chat with Jesus. Isn't that what they call
that? That show would be very popular. I could see that having a lot of subscribers.
So, it is better to live in a desert or on the corner of a rooftop than to share the house with a scornful woman.
In the desert? You can't remember your name.
Yeah, well, there ain't no one for to give you no pain either, so.
Yeah, for to give you no fame. What English speaker they is done there?
Dan Peek from America? Yeah.
Yeah. The old songs are the best ones.
They are, and our generation got to hear all the cool bands anyway.
We did. It's funny, I was watching Jeopardy before I came up here to do our show, and one of the guys is, he goes on road trips. He's got four kids, a lot of activities. They're in the car a lot. So he is going through the Rolling Stone top 500 albums of all time, starting at 500, working his way to number one. And of course, there's a lot of 60s and 70s music in there. And the constant retort from his children, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. What's with the language? And oh, how can we possibly listen to that? And yeah, yep, there you go. Welcome to real music.
Exactly. Hey, as we age, Crutch, are we going to get contentious and become jerks?
Get contentious?
Become jerks? I want you to compare against the old men we met over the weekend.
Ooh.
Now what say you?
I would say that I am at the height of elegance and charm compared to some of the characters you and I ran into today this weekend.
I mean, we had planned a little lunch and going to a snooty car show.
Snooty car show, which is not what they called it, of course.
No, they called it a concours d'elegance.
Again, French. Did we not just have this conversation?
Exactly. I saw no one surrendering, though.
No. If they were going to surrender, they could surrender some of those cars. Some of the cars were really nice.
Right. They actually, given the age of some of the cars that we saw and the condition of the paint, it was remarkable, was it not?
True. Some of those car wars were as old as us. And my paint jobs are not all that good.
No. And you would look at it and you could see yourself in the paint. And that's only two coat paint, one coat of color and one coat of clear. And some of the really older ones, like before about, 1950, no clear coat?
Yeah. Chief, so these were beautiful cars, Chief.
Where was this held?
About 2 miles from your house, right?
But yeah, over at Silo Falls, used to be, when you lived here, it was called the Inn at Brookville Farms.
So was the cupcake, the specialty cupcake place there?
No, I didn't. Why would I know them?
The women who started it, I think the hurricane did something. Because she was giving advice, and I can't remember if that's one of the people she gave the advice to. Because we got free cupcakes at one point for some reason.
Mm.
But too much of that is foggy, so I can't remember.
And Hurricane wasn't with us. She was out of town this weekend.
Mm-hmm. That was a long drive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Probably longer than it had to be.
Yeah. Before I tell that story, let's finish the Concours. I was going to, you recall last weekend we talked about the Golden Retrievers and going to the Hard Cider Distillery, and it was fun.
Yes.
And I thought,
it was all a great time.
Right. And I thought this would be a good thing to do with the car club because they often stage rides through the country that end at a winery or a restaurant or something like that.
Drive little... and dine, I think, is what the one individual called them.
Right. And I just renewed my membership. And I don't really know anybody in the club, but I promised the manager at the facility that I would talk to them about it. Which I did I not?
You did indeed, and you gave it your top, turn the charisma up, good shot. He was honest, Chief. He went in with the whole, I have an idea, and I need the help of this organization to make this idea come to fruition. And what was their response, Goon?
I can't do a raspberry on the air really well, but that would have been it. Yes.
That sounded like a wet one.
That was a little weak.
It was juicy.
but yes, they were jerks.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of old men sitting in chairs and they were like,
yes.
I'm looking at the cupcakes now and I'm distracted, you know, it was food. What was their suggestion that we do?
You set it up and call us when it's all done. And then maybe some people will show up. Literally. Right. That's what he said, Chief. Maybe some people will show up. It's like blank you blankety blank. How's that?
Yeah.
And blank the horse you came in on.
They were what I call, people who imagine that they're rich but don't behave like truly wealthy people. We have all met truly wealthy people, and I would bet that our experience is the same. My experience is that, first of all, you hardly ever know that they're truly wealthy.
Right.
But they're willing to help you and give you advice and go out of their way to see what they can do. You're not going to get a free handout or anything, but they will go, well, let's sit and talk. Maybe we can find a way out of this.
Right. Not those guys.
No, these are the guys who imagine themselves wealthy and that they're above you.
Right.
So we're not going to do that. But the car show was nice.
The cars were nice because the cars were not associated with the people. I disassociated the cars from the people.
Right, and we didn't go try and talk to the other clubs.
No. Who was the other two? There was BMW and who?
Porsche.
Porsche. I couldn't remember Porsche.
Because that's why they had the Porsche, BMWs, and Audis were all from the Porsche club.
Got it.
Because it's
somebody
all...
parked a Ford Escape in there. Ugh.
There was also a Lotus, remember?
Oh, there was a Lotus, Chief.
A Lotus Esprit? So pretty. Which...
I think it was an Esprit, yeah.
Yeah. All wow. Candy apple red.
It was the tiny one. That's the Esprit, isn't it?
Yeah. The
really low to the ground.
Yeah. It's got a small, a tiny engine, but it's supposed to be really fast.
Yeah. It's way fast.
It's a Lotus.
And I believe that the frame technology is what Elon Musk used for the Tesla. I believe he designed it on the Lotus.
Yes. Well, ooh, no, wait a second. Wait. It might have been the Emira. Hold on a second. I'm looking at Lotus cars now. Lotus Emira. I can't spell. There we go. Images. Let's see here. Oh, remember, it had something on the roof. It had like a scoop on the roof, right?
Yes.
Is that the Esprit?
No, the Esprit has a scoop in the back. Which the wing.
I swear it had a scoop on the roof, which I thought was weird. With roof scoop.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I can't help you there.
Yeah.
This is you're too frou-frou for me right now.
Yeah, it was pretty fancy schmancy. But I found it. It might be the Evora. Hold on a second. I mean, this is not the color scheme, but I believe that's the car with the screen.
Yes.
On the roof.
Yes, it was.
Yep, there you go. The Lotus Evora. Wow. Not
it looks funny. It looks fast standing still.
I know. Isn't that frightening?
It's not even six figures. That's
really?
How's that a Lotus? Yeah. The Evora goes from 39 to 90. Well, with an average market price of
276 to 345 horsepower.
Oh. That'll do.
That'll Whoa. Do, pig.
Okay.
What's that? Did you find something?
No, I didn't realize scoop because I was looking at the 2014 Evoras. So,
yeah.
That one obviously is older and cooler looking than the ones that I was looking at.
Oh, but it was, you know, again, I'm not the biggest car guy in the world, but I can appreciate beautiful cars. I really liked the older ones more than the newer ones, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm a pushover for the big sweep, over the front tires, you know, that falls like in the back into a teardrop kind of thing. You know, like your 40s mobster vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah. The big black Mercedes we saw was a 40s car and looked exactly. Colonel Klunk would have been driven around in.
So, did you talk to all the people?
We talked to quite a few.
A few.
Did you see anyone with a Helifant engine in a Charger?
No.
No.
Okay. Because there are three people. One was a friend of my dad's, and two I worked with that are all car people. And they're all in the, you know, People's Republic of Montgomery County. So,
well, remember, this is only German car people. So, you know, there was a lot of that raising of the hand. Thing.
Okay. That's like,
Crutch had to tell me what that meant.
Yes, you're such a babe in the woods.
We could have saved that particular statement for Maine, you know. But...
Well, that's true. They've got all kinds of, as the saying goes, I did not see that coming.
I did not see that.
Yeah, between Maine and Michigan, there's a battle to see who can drive the Democratic Party to buying, you know, brown shirts wholesale. Holy cow. So
we're going to be singing so Deutschland über alles.
Sorry. So Maine has the lead Democrat for the Senate seat currently held by Susan Collins. He's got a tattoo that he believes he got in error. And I believe you got it in earnest. and then we've got this Michigan Democratic chairwoman who honors her grandpa on Veterans Day. Only problem is he fought for the Germans in World War II. So
I know what that makes him. I know.
What's it make him, goon?
He's a Nazi.
I know.
I want to give the benefit of the doubt. There were some people that were fighting against the...
No. He's in uniform and everything.
You fought for the German army. You're officially a Nazi, no matter where your sentiments lay.
That wasn't always a choice. So I mean, my great grandfather did the same, but he was against them from the inside, and my family paid for it because of that. But he had to wear all the regalia. So that's I don't know. I just said benefit of the doubt. The other guy. Who said he made a tattoo, it is impossible for that to have been an error. And this is what I said that I would educate you gentlemen on.
Mm-hmm.
So Graham Plattner, got his Totenkampf, which is the Nazi tattoo.
Right.
He said he got it while he was drunk in Croatia.
Drunk in Croatia.
Yes. There's
worse places to be drunk, but you know.
So Croatia has banned all Nazi imagery everywhere.
So he went out of his way to get it because...
So he had to find it because no one...
Oh, looking for it.
Because he said that looked cool. No right. one would be advertising, you know, swastikas, Totenkampfs, and other, you know, or the eagle
right.
That they had. That would have gotten...
The Roman eagle that they took yeah. over, yes.
So again, he had to find it. That's number one. Number two, he didn't cover it up. So people started looking into his platform mm-hmm. and his beliefs versus Democrat beliefs. He says people need to be segregated. The blacks need to be separated from the whites. That is literally what the current Democratic Republic of Maine is saying. Hey,
yep.
they need to be over here. We need separate spaces. We need safe spaces. Spaces yep. away from the white people. They went down the line of all the things that the current Nazi party, which is the neo-Nazis, and right. the Democrats agree and disagree on. And the only difference was that he thinks white people are good and the Democratic Party currently thinks that white people are bad. That was the difference right there.
Well, that's their argument is, well, that makes us open-minded, you know.
But this is the reason why he thinks, and this is
he wants to get the trains that. Running again too, which made me real nervous.
Only if you're a train engineer.
Well, no, I was thinking where those trains were going.
Cleveland.
That is
Cleveland, the American Auschwitz. That's horrible.
It has to be somewhere. Might as well put it in Ohio. We weren't doing anything important there anyway.
There's lots of important things going on in Ohio, sir.
I did see a meme about, you know, Lord, how can you let Ohio exist?
Oh Lord, we beseech thee.
Look, as long as San Francisco is above water, you cannot besmirch Ohio. Period.
Good point. Oh, did you hear who's running for mayor of San Francisco?
I'm almost afraid to ask. Please make it Nancy Pelosi, please.
No. A former TV reality star, Spencer Pratt. And his argument is, I'm still living in, and he shows you the you know, silver trailer looking thing next to his property that's burned out. He says, I'm still trying to get my house rebuilt, and this government is doing absolutely nothing to help me. And I'm just like everybody else out here who's in the same boat. The only difference is I'm going to run for mayor and I'm going to tackle the problem top down. It's a reasonable platform considering the shenanigans that California has been doing ever since the fires. So good luck to him.
Yeah.
Wait, he's running in San Francisco?
I believe so. Hold on.
Because I did not see, because I don't know who that is.
Spencer Pratt. Hold on a second. Yes, he's, I'm sorry, he's running for mayor of LA. I apologize. LA. Wrong
yeah,
city.
Yeah, because that's where the fires were.
Right.
Yeah. Everything you said was making less sense as you said it.
Yes, there you go. There's his official campaign right there. Okay.
Well, I did not see that coming.
I mean, he could just say, it can't be any worse than what you currently have. And
right.
that is a true statement as well.
That's true. And you said a few minutes back there, Crutch, that as long as San Francisco is still above water, well, we know a city, don't you,
that.
Chief?
The chief said that.
Correct.
We know a city that's, sinking.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And it's at a terrifying rate, by the way, all kidding aside. If your city is sinking at 11 inches a year,
that's
11 inches a year, that's bad.
They keep adding steps up to their monument because of the sink.
Yeah.
You know, the big monument celebrating independence?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the famous one in Mexico City.
What was terrifying, and I saw this picture Let me see if I can find it. No, that's not it. There is, I sent it to you guys in chat, the whole little thing. There is a very famous church that is in Mexico City. And there it is right there. Let me show you this picture here. Take a look at, oops, sorry, that's the wrong link. Dang, nabbit, I hate when that happens. Let's get, kill that, Oh, I am really messing up today. Sorry, folks, this is a little inside baseball for the boys. I will include the link to you guys as well, because when I saw this picture, I went, holy cow. Yeah, take a look at the basilica and tell me what you see wrong in that picture. It should be quite obvious right off the bat.
It's leaning away from the building next to it.
By a significant amount. Like if you look at the right side of the leaning building and that left edge of the non-leaning building, those lines should be parallel.
Well, they're not.
Not even close. I mean, at this rate, that thing's going to fall over. So the whole problem is underneath Mexico City, apparently there is a large cavern of water that they've been draining for the water needs of the area. And the whole thing is collapsing underneath the city.
Yeah, back millions of years ago, it was a great big lake.
Yeah, not so big anymore.
Well, they built the city on the dry lake bed and started tapping the aquifer underneath, and yeah.
Yep, and there you go. Bye-bye.
That's funny that you say millions of years ago, because there was a new scientific study, thanks to the stuff that they just found in the Middle East, where they think they found where no part of the Red Sea, and they were carbon dating the wheels of the chariots. And they're like, oh, you know, this is, you know, like only 8,000 years ago, you know, something like that. So it's like, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't match the millions and billions of years that you said that things have been around. So how is this possible?
Nothing to see here, move along. That's what they say.
Well, carbon dating has a bunch of issues in terms of its accuracy.
Well, it's got to be bad because it has the word carbon in it.
That's true.
Oh, and which is another thing of, have you seen that clean air is actually bad now?
Yes, yeah, so carbon dating only works with organic materials up to 50,000 to 60,000 years old. So I don't know how you use carbon dating to do millions.
Yeah,
and effective range, 100 years to 50,000. That's it. There you go. So, yeah.
And you know, the Canine Protective Force
has
stated.
They did. They agreed. Well, I mean, they just got to see Crutch, and they were happy to see him.
You know, it was very weird, Chief. I walked in there, and there are three dogs and two cats, and none of them made a noise. And I'm like, what did I do?
So, question, which entrance did he get to use?
The regular people's entrance. He doesn't have to use a servant's entrance.
Man, you know, as much lip as you give for Crutch, I
did think about it. I did, but that entrance is blocked right now because of my neighbor's construction.
Okay.
Yes, so that means that if you were up here, even you would have to come through the front door.
Through the front door,
He may make me go through a window. I'm not sure.
Oh, you know, I'm just going to bite my lip because I could say something and you guys would just say, well, that confirms Crutch is a racist.
I'll tell you, you would probably say, like, this feels more natural to you, right?
You know, something like that.
Why you seem taller on the radio.
So air pollution is less sun reflectivity warm. What the heck? Are you kidding me? So
bad clean air is good now.
Clean air is bad.
That's, I mean, you mentioned it. I I wanted to throw that in there since I know we jump from thing to thing awful quickly. So, you know, they're saying it is a problem because now that we don't have the particulates that were naturally defending us, the ocean and things are getting warmer. It's like, who could see that coming? See Snowpiercer.
You know. Oh, no, no. See, I'm terrified. There's some idiot scientists in Europe who were trying to do that very thing. We're gonna seed the clouds and make things, you know, so you know, yeah, you're gonna kill us all. I'm sorry, anybody who plays with the weather, that's a capital offense. That'd be like my only world law. Mess with the weather, capital offense.
Well, lots of people are doing it. How are you going to stop them all?
Kill
them.
Electric chair.
I've been told, according to that obelisk thing out there in New Mexico, we need to get the population of the entire planet down to half a billion. So yeah, we can start with the people messing with the weather.
Okay, so
that's your final solution.
We have a theme today, don't we?
I'm just asking, you know. You're gonna throw a softball up like that. I can't help it. I'm like the coyote chasing a roadrunner.
So it's not so much a T-ball as it is an iron cross. I got it.
Okay. Oh, no. Back there.
God.
Mind leave.
I'm gonna get a talking to from the number one fan, aren't I?
Yeah. Here, I'll save you. Did you guys hear what happened Saturday morning at 2 a.m.?
I was asleep. It's not my fault.
No, it wasn't your fault. But at 2 a.m., if you held a valid Spirit Airlines ticket to go anywhere they fly, you don't.
I mean, yes. It's Spirit. The only place worse is Frontier. So,
which is where everybody's headed now because there's no more Spirit.
Frontier is like Spirit, but with not as good planes.
Yeah. It's a shame. But wasn't Pocahontas, you know, railing on them?
Oh, her and Mayor Pete were absolutely giddy when the merger fell apart during the Biden. Yes,
he's gay. He's gay. You know,
I heard about that. Every time I say his name, apparently. But yeah, so they were absolutely thrilled that the Biden administration stopped this merger, which probably would have gone well, you know, to save them. And yes, I'm sure the fuel prices had something to do with it. It was probably the straw that broke the camel's back, but the camel's back was already well broken, you know?
Yeah, it was the final nail. But I mean, imagine you've just flown the family down to, say, Orlando.
For $11.
And you're $11 plus, you know, $450 in fees per person.
Well, yeah. If you don't talk about the fees.
And now you're there enjoying Orlando, and when you go to the airport to go back, there's not even any ticket counters that say Spirit Airlines at the airport. There's nothing. They're gone. There's no customer service.
Well, okay. To be honest,
I know where you're going.
There really wasn't any customer service when they were in business.
Yeah, yeah, you have me there, Crutch. That's true. Yes.
But there's no one to punch your ticket, so to speak, or even sell you a ticket for that matter.
Right, you get nothing. Good day, sir.
Now I understand other airlines are in fact looking at opportunities to, you know, help those poor souls. And you know, line their own pockets, of course.
JetBlue and Southwest and even United.
Yeah.
Although after yesterday, Hurricane coming back on her trip was near Newark Airport around 6 p.m. And I'm glad she didn't listen to the GPS and listen to her husband instead.
Oh, you mean the truck?
Yeah.
The truck from Baltimore, in fact.
Yeah. Gets whacked by a 767 landing at Newark. 767's a big plane.
Yes, he's lucky he only got grazed by one tire.
Yeah. How does that happen?
His dash cam?
Yes.
You haven't seen the video?
No, I have. That's what I was saying. Oh, yeah. I mean, he said it too. We both confirmed that we saw it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that poor guy. He's in good shape though, I hear. He's okay. The driver.
Yep, and everybody on the plane was okay too. The plane just landed. And I guess the pilot said to one another, "Hey, did you hear anything?"
Did it sound like a Baltimore bakery truck?
Did you feel a little bump? What was that? Honda. Don't worry about it. We're fine.
That was downright terrifying.
I mean, what's going on in Newark and LaGuardia?
How is he coming in that low? And who thought it was a good idea to have that as an approach? That's 95 the guy was on. It's not some backwoods road that happens to be a little too close to a runway.
No, it would be I-95 and in that section, the New Jersey Turnpike. But yes, that was after Hurricane got a little talking to.
Really now? What happened?
So she was going up to her high school to attend a concert that alumni are invited to every year, and she wanted to go for her 50th anniversary of graduation. She wanted to go sing at the concert, so she did. And I provided her ways to go.
Because on the trip. You are that kind of guy.
Right. Well, I'm the planner.
Right.
Okay. Ready? I'm going to give you the instructions.
Okay. I'm ready.
I want you to...
Okay.
You're going to go to Harrisburg. However you get there is up to you.
Okay.
Once you get to Harrisburg, you want to take Interstate 81 north to Scranton.
81 north to Scranton. Got it.
84 east to Hartford.
84 east to Hartford. Got it. 81 north, 84 east.
I-91 north to Gill, Massachusetts, where your school is.
I-91 north?
Yes.
So, okay. What was the first one?
81. 81 north.
84, north. 91.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
So, imagine my surprise when Hurricane calls me to let me know what her progress is, because I can't track her from work. Well, maybe I can.
Legitimately track her from work.
You know, we're not allowed to move satellites. So,
hey,
who can say?
But anyway, yeah, she ignored me twice, ended up in New York City, and we got all around that, and it was awful.
Oh, my gosh. Well, tell you what, why don't we get the full story in next week's episode? Leave that as a cliffhanger.
That sounds good to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a lovely time. Really, we're not Nazis. We're just pointing them out in the great Northeast. But please come back next week, and we'll have more details on the trials and tribulations of the trip north for the hurricane. And before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Crutch and Goon Snooty Car Shows, a concours d'elegance. Come see beautiful cars and buy drinks from the host establishment. Crutch and Goon will sit on chairs under a sun canopy and pontificate and criticize without doing any real work or adding any value. Hey, it worked at the show we went to this weekend. We just need to figure out how to make money. And Chief's Better Gardening Through Non-Chemistry. Chemicals bad, but annihilation by natural means is perfectly acceptable. Hope all you tree huggers are happy now. And Happy Pole Travel Service, now offering special tours to Mexico City. We got a deal on slightly used yellow airliners from Spirit to take you to see the incredible sinking city while you still can. Rates are great right now, and don't worry about the airplanes. You only have to go one way.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by the Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2026, all rights reserved.